And was there a time when you got a sense that the system was more or less complete, or was it always ongoing? Was complete? That was
I don't think a water can risen, especially it's showing up now. The amount of water it kind of depended on what industry came in.
Oh, I see.
What if the government or the council said to some company, you can build here and this is what we got. Well, the company that was going to build would want to know what there is there in the way of water or sewage or sidewalks or roads. And they would work around that. But there was usually this, where the water was going to, where the where the water was to be spent, the money is to be spent, depended entirely on where the industry comes in. Like, you know, like down around Still Creek and all in through there, you wouldn't be going to putting a housing development in there. You know, you would get out. And also we used to have to take in consideration where the schools were, where the people are going to be living and where they have it. So it just gradually grew and grew and grew on you, and you made it. You always had a bylaw ready to go. Like if there was going to be an election, say this year, well, in those days it was every year. You would have all that stuff ready so that you could just put as much as they wanted. We would maybe make it up and then it would not spend it all, so we would roll it back in the next time.
And the source for the Burnaby's water supply, where did the water originate?
Where it comes from? Well, originally it came from the Seymour system.
So
but you see, about, I'm not just absolutely sure, but the Greater Vancouver Water District was formed. That was Vancouver, Burnaby, Westminster, Langley, all those people formed what they called the Greater Vancouver Water District. And they took over bringing all the heavy equipment, all the big mains in. We didn't go up. We did for a while have to go up to Seymour, but it became when the system grew, then the Greater Vancouver Water Board was formed. And they took over developing the systems and bringing the water all to, like if they went from Vancouver to Surrey, well, they'd have to go through Burnaby. Right. So they put the big mains on, then we'd take tappings off that. So that eventually we had nothing to do with the Seymour or Capilano or any of those big mains. That was all under GVRD, and it still is now.
Right.
We don't go up to Seymour or anything up that.
So during your time with the municipality, water came from the Seymour watershed on the North Shore.
Yeah.
And then it was augmented with Capilano water as well. Did that?
Yeah, but you see the Vancouver. And Burnaby and Westminster had these places. They even had reservoirs of their own where they stored water in Burnaby and in Westminster and all GVRDs. And I think there must be, there must be now about maybe 20... different systems that are tapping off that. They, it grows so fast that, well, if you wanted to get your system up in shape, you had to have the water, because, I mean, you just have to think about, well, what can they do without water? And mm-hmm. It's pretty hard to get. Mm-hmm.
And was the water always nice and clean? You think of the area having
good
clean
water? Sometimes up Seymour there and up to Capeline and up in those different sheds, when there was a very heavy rain, then the water would get cloudy.
Yeah, that still happens.
Sure, yeah. Still happens.
So that was a problem 50 years ago as well.
When you've got a pipe taking the water through, and it's just getting the ordinary small amount of water, it doesn't stir up. But if you have a fire, well, you imagine all these, they may have beyond 4 or 5 or 6 hydrants, depending on the size of it. Well, then the water, you could almost say it was mud. But that's only for momentarily, you know, and it just flushes out. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, and this was even when I was there, we set up a system by every year we would take so much areas, and we go in and flush the lines out in the early spring. Mm-hmm. You probably see it even today in the paper, warning people that mm-hmm. there's going to be, you know, because some of the industry, they just can't operate if they got a bunch of dirty water. Say, well, I guess maybe, say, photography. When you flush it through there, somebody is taking pictures of, and it gets all mixed up with this. They don't like it. They like clean water. Mm-hmm. Years and years ago, though, I mean, we didn't have all this. See, I've been away from there now since 1979.
Do you think the system was a little simpler when you were involved? Was the system simpler?
Now their equipment is far superior to what we had.
So were your crews out there with shovels and axes digging?
Yeah, well, they have gone a long way on upgrading the water supply. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we used to be getting calls, always on Monday, the old wash day Monday, everyone. And the old ladies would phone up and their washing's all spotted, it's all water so mucky, it's all on the water, and our laundry's all dirty, and oh, we can't do this.
So what was the problem, though, after a weekend?
Well, what it was, you see, most of the people, the old adage, and I can remember my mother, they always used to put Monday aside for wash day. Well, that seemed that we would be doing some work in this area, and if we didn't keep it, if we had a big job to do, we would try to maybe not do it on a Monday, but try and do it some other time. Mm. But it was only just, well, there was nothing we could do about it. If they wanted to use the water, they had to take up with. But it was never, I wouldn't say that it was ever a hazard to anybody, because the your own, what do I want to say? Your own medical department, they used to have their inspectors, and they would take samples. This was for Burnaby, besides the others. They would take samples of the water in about 10 different places, and they would take a purified sample, in special jars and everything, and then take them into the GVRD, and they would test it and see what kind of shape it was in. And if we had one particular area, like sometimes Capitol Hill would be up to get, we had to pump up there to Capitol Hill. And they would let you know if you had one area that was more murkier than the other. If you want, you'd send a crew in the next day and they'd clean it. And they'd open the hydrants and you'd see them flushing the mains all the way through.
So sedimentation was always an ongoing issue?
Yeah.